we should not be near this water, you know? It's toxic.
That water Matthew McLennan, a graduate student in the Department of Chemistry at UBC, is referring to is a processed water from oil sands found in our Alberta tailing ponds.
The tailing ponds are large holdings of water. They're more like lakes, actually, not ponds. They're pretty big. They contain water that has been used to process oil. Actually, bitumen is the correct term of what they're trying to process. It's a very, very, very thick oil. And they use water to process it. And in that process, some acids that are naturally occurring in the bitumen are released into the water.
Of the acids that are released, a class of acids known as naphthenic acids contribute to the toxicity of the water and is a growing hazard for the environment.
Birds landing on the ponds, they get covered in oil, and a lot of the birds, they rely on having their natural oil on their feathers, so this oil disrupts that, and they can't block water as well, they can't swim or move as well, and they die sometimes.
And small animals aren't the only ones at harm's risk. Currently, there are no water quality guidelines to monitor the toxic levels due to a number of challenges.
Oil sands, you do not know the acid you're looking for. You just know that it's acid.
Due to the broad variation of acids found in the ponds, it is challenging to identify and separate the acid of interest from others in the pond. Fortunately, steps are being taken to overcome the challenge of designing a standardized method. Matthew McLennan and his team of researchers at the University of British Columbia recently demonstrated a potential way to monitor the acid contaminants using a technique that combines electric charge and mass analysis.
But this research is also driven by a clear societal environmental issue as well. And there are other methods as existing right now that solve particular problems. The work I'm doing is explorative. Yeah, I'm trying to use a technique that no one ever used.
In the next 20 years, the tailing ponds are projected to grow another 40%. The toxins may be more than just a local risk, as environmentalists fear that the toxic wastewater might leak into our water systems. The negative effects of a toxic tailing ponds and the challenges that come with monitoring it may lead to greater global implications in the near future. By identifying the issues and working in steps, we hope to find a solution soon. We would like to thank Matthew McLennan for his research, time, and overall insight on the topic. Thank you.